We'll talk about the Rambam, famous Rambam, that asks Akasha.
Again, yes, famous to who?
Famous.
Famous to you.
I think a lot of people probably heard this one.
I don't wait, Joey. Wow. You know this one.
Yeah, you might know it. Let's see.
I understand perfectly.
He asks like this, V'halakosav b'toira, doesn't it say in the Torah, V'avodum v'inu oisam, that Hashem told Avram Avinu that they're going to be enslaved in Mitzrayim, right, for 400 years. Hare gozer al ha-Mitzrim la'asus ra. So Hashem decreed on the Mitzrim that they're going to do this. Right? Famous? Yeah? No?
Why are they punished? You know.
Pretty famous.
We're both in agreement that this is
famous. Yeah. So, okay, good. So then how then did he go and punish the Egyptians after he already had decreed it? Which, in other words, this whole Rambam is, for two prakim long, is trying to stress over and over and over that you have free will. And because if you didn't have free will, then there's no, it's a joke to punish people. And if that's his whole big thing, which, if you know the history, which I didn't know, but my father told me, there was a person called Rav Chasdi Ibn Kreskes, which was some other Rishon or whatever you call him.
Not so famous.
I didn't know about him either. And his whole shita was, no, it's all predestined. And punishment is just part of how Hashem, he said, like, wood burns, Rishayim burn. They had to be Rasha. That was his and Rambam was coming to, like, destroy this, you know, like, that's totally apikarsis and everything, and there's no such thing, and if you're punished, it's because you had a choice. And so he's, like, writing for three prakim here. And the same thing, and he has, you know, the Sefer Shemayna prakim from the Rambam. And he writes that also for, like, about two prakim long. That's not true, and he writes all the answers, you know, refutes all the arguments. That's what he's doing here. So in this is Hilchos Teshuva, yeah. Perek Vav. He's already on this inyan already since Perek Hey, and he's still on it in Perek Zayin. He's going three prakim on this. So here he's going on the same type of kasha. That's if Hashem already decreed it, and he said they're going to do it, so they don't have a choice, so why are you punishing them? And then he has another kasha similar. It says in, I think it's in Vayelech, V'kom ha'om hazeh v'zona achrei Elohi nechar ha'aretz, that Klal Yisrael is going to do Avodah Zarah. And then Hari Gozer al Yisrael Avodah Zarah, so he said they're going to do it. So v'lo mani from ahen, then how could he punish them if he already said that this is what's going to happen? So that's his kasha. So then he gives it teretz. He didn't say who it would be that does the Avodah Zarah. He just said, you know, each and every one particularly, he didn't have to do it. Hashem just was saying that it's going to happen, that there are going to be Jews doing it. You could compare that to someone who says, within this nation, yibam tzaddikim rishayim. Some will turn out tzaddikim, some will turn out rishayim. Lo mipnei zeh yomar ha-rasha kvar nigzar alav sheyehei rasha. The rasha can't say, I was decreed that I had to be the rasha. Okay? And then he says, v'chein ha-mitzrim. The same thing with the Egyptians. Kol echad ve'echad me'oysan ha-mitzirin v'amrim l'Yisrael. Each and every individual mitzri who did anything wrong. If he didn't want to be a bad person, he didn't have to. Shaloi gozer alisha yadua. He never said any specific mitzri. He just told them in general that they're going to be mishubar, and he didn't say that any particular mitzri had to do anything, and that's the answer why anyone who did it was liable. Then he writes another thing. I read almost till the end of the whole thing. Here's the last two lines. Uchvor amarnu, and we already said she'em koyach ba'odam leida, that a person doesn't have the strength, the capacity to know heyach yeda hakadosh baruch hu dvorim shasidin liyos, how Hashem knows the future. Now, that's referring to what he wrote here. the real, real famous Rambam also, I think, right? That the Rambam says, if Hashem knows the future, right, then that means there's no Bechira. So the Rambam says, yeah, if you knew what it means that Hashem knows the future, then you would have the right to ask the question. But you don't know what it means what that Hashem knows something, because it's not like what it means when we know something. And Memeil, since you don't know what it means in the first place, so Memeil, don't ask the Kasha, because if you know what it means, then you know the Teretz to the Kasha. Okay? That's what the Rambam says. And there's a famous Gra that says that this is really, this whole Rambam is in the Haftarah in Yeshaya. Because in the Haftarah in Yeshaya, because the Rambam says, you know, he repeats again, he says, it must be that you have Bechira. Because or else it's a joke, then why are you getting punished? So obviously, the fact that Hashem knows the future doesn't interfere with your Bechira. So the Pasuk in Yeshaya says, Lomos daber Yaakov, V'soimar Yisrael, something like that, Nistara darki me Hashem, Ume Elokai mishpati yavar. Halo yodata im lo yishamata, Elokei erilom Hashem, Boirek tseis ha'aretz, Lo yif lo yigo, V'ein cheker lisvunasoi. So he says, the Navi is reprimanding the Bnei Yisrael of theirs. They don't know this Rambam. Lomos Dabar Yaakov, why are you asking this Kasha? Nistara darki me Hashem. They're saying, either my way is hidden from Hashem, either Hashem doesn't know my future, I shouldn't come to judgment. Me'alukai mishpati yavar. The person is saying these two things can't go together. Either Hashem doesn't know what I'm going to do, or if He does, then my mishpat will have to be batal. So the Navi says, why are you asking such silly kashas? Halo yodata, don't you know? Im lo shamata, you never heard. Ein cheker lisvunoso, you cannot reach Hashem's understanding. You don't understand what it means that Hashem understands the future. So Mimela, you're not asking a good kasha, because the Rambam already said that since you don't understand what it means Hashem knows the future, you have no right to ask the kasha. So the girl says that the whole thing is in the Navi. Okay, anyway.
The famous Rambam means a famous classical Navi too.
Yeah, which... Yes, he brings that, yes. Ken gobu machshav oisai, mi machshav oiseichem. Okay. So now the Rambam is referring to that at the end here, and he's saying, and I already told you that you can't ask Akasha that just because Hashem knows, that doesn't interfere with your Bechir. So the Lecha Mishnah says, what's the Rambam trying to say? The Rambam is saying that's another teretz to the Kasha. The Kasha was that if Hashem already said that He knows that the Mitzrim are going to do it, so they're stuck, that they don't have Bechira. I already told you that even though Hashem knows it, that doesn't interfere with Bechir. So the there's a shtickle problem, though, with this Lecha Mishnah, because then it turns out that what happened, why did the person have the kashet if he learned the parak before? Like, it's out of order. Like, he already said that, Taka. Right? And then he's asking the kasha, and really, you shouldn't have the kasha because he already answered in this parak. Right? And then he's saying a whole different answer. And then, in the last two lines, says, and also, I already answered the kasha last parak. It's like a little shver. And also...
Why is that not turned around my way?
Okay, yeah, same type of thing. Like, and in the Shemayna Prakim also, where it says the whole shtickle, it doesn't say the last two lines. So why he only says the first answer there. Why didn't he say the second teretz? So, in order to work it out, you have to add a little thing into this. Yeah.
It's a little different than a normal case, which
would be
it was
exactly
like it says
that one of you or something. Oh, your mom is going on the kav there, mom is going to answer. Very mom is there. The make a hakdoma, the Ramban's kasha. He brings the Rambam. The Ramban is in Lech Lecha, and he says, it's shver to me. I don't understand the Rambam. Because he says, if Hashem made a decree that He wants the Yidden to be in Shibud, so you're saying no Mitzri should had to do it, right? Each one could get out of it. He says, "Kol HaKoidim Zocha B'Mitzvah." What do you mean, I didn't have to? Adarabba, if the king says that he wants a certain thing to get done, run for it, do it. Be the one to be Zeicha to do the king's Ratzin. So that's no answer. He says, he thinks that it was a Mitzvah for the Mitzrim to do what they did. because Hashem decreed it, and they're doing what he wants, so it's a mitzvah. So he ends up saying that they were punished for a different reason. He says they had no reason to do it so harshly. The cruelty. But he says just what the Rambam is answering. The Rambam, he doesn't see how the Rambam is getting out of the whole problem. What's the difference that each one individually didn't have to do it, but it was a mitzvah?
How can anybody be punished for killing somebody? A person can't be killed unless he's got a reason, a shemayim, right? So why is it so happy never kill somebody?
I forgot who it says, but you weren't allowed to be the one that did it, right?
Well, why not?
Oh, why not if it's a mitzvah?
I'm just saying.
Okay, same type of thing.
Right.
So, okay, the Meshech Chachma, with this Meshech Chachma, he clarifies the whole thing, and then all the things fall into place. He says, what's going on here is that there's a machloikis between the Ramban and the Rambam. The Ramban is looking at it that Hashem, like, announced a tzivui, so to speak, like a gzeir. And Hashem was, like, saying, I want the Jews to be enslaved for 400 years. And he's like looking at like a mitzvah because Hashem like declared it. Hashem like said it as a gzeira. And so the Ramban is saying, I hold that it would be a mitzvah to do what Hashem said. Masha'enkein, the Rambam looked at it as the Hashem revealed the future to Avraham Avinu. It was just like, it's usually hidden from people. People don't know what's going to happen. And Rabban Shalom like took away the screen, whatever. He let Avraham Avinu see it. But Hashem wasn't making any decrees over here. He wasn't making any tzivuyim. And Memela, the Rambam holds that when the Mitzri did it, he was just doing something wrong. Because Hashem was just showing him, like he's like showing him the future. The Mitzri are doing this. But he wasn't decreeing it. Memela, there was no mitzvah. So I think that's like the same idea.
It's the opposite though. How can the Mitzri do it if there was no reason for them to get it?
Well,
it has to be a din for them to get it in the first place.
Okay, well
that's what Avraham was saying. What Avraham was saying to Avraham.
Okay, but in other words, that's a different kind of thing. That means like Hashem runs the world, right? And he's not going to let innocent people get killed just for nothing. And he has.
There's
a machlekes, the Rambam and the Gra. That's why the Rambam says in Shmuel Prakim, you can kill an innocent person because you have bechira and you can do what you want. And the Gra argued, he said, there's no way. You cannot kill a person unless Hashem said, Rav Chaim Volozhiner said it over. Rav Yosef Zundel, you know, the Rebbe of Rabbi Yisrael Salanter was a Talmud of Rav Chaim Volozhiner, and he told, I don't know who, that he heard from his Rebbe Rav Chaim Volozhiner that the Gros said that it can't be. He disagreed with the Rambam.
Yosef, by the pit, when they threw him into the pit, they bring it there. That
this thing.
Yeah, the whole thing, if he...
Yeah. Some say that's why they put him in with the snakes, because the snakes wouldn't be able.
Doesn't have it in like
Adam. Yeah. There is for sure a Chaim. Yeah. That's right. So that's okay. So, anyways, in order, so we're not talking. That for sure that could be if Hashem won't let the Mitzrayim punish the Jews unless he wants it to happen. But that's not called like a gzeira that's being announced to the world that like I'm decreeing it. That's like in Beis Din Shalmaila, you know. They're watching and they decide, yes, the mitzvah can do it. But you can't say, okay, I'm doing the mitzvah of Beis Din Shalmaila, because Beis Din Shalmaila is not giving me mitzvahs. But the Ramban is looking at it, no, Hashem told Avram, it's like a decree to down here. This is what Hashem wants. So Mimela, they managed, like, if they would have done it properly, it would have been a mitzvah. But the Rambam is looking at it like Hashem is not making any decrees. So Mimela, it's something wrong.
What if they didn't pile on, but they didn't do it because it's the Ratzon Hashem?
Oh, well, okay, once you already asked it, so I'll already go off the subject and answer you. The Ramban, there's a big problem. The Ramban...
What's going to catch the...
He asked, well, let's say the people. They did it right. Shalai Lishma. But the Ramban says, it's a mitzvah. You're doing Hashem's will, right? So let's say you have this sheikh gets there, right, from Mitzrayim. He doesn't care about mitzvahs. Nothing, right? He says, I'll just kill him, stam, no problem. So then, does he get a mitzvah? Because, right, a Shalai Lishma mitzvah. So lemaisa, it's a very hard Ramban to read, because the Ramban, his teretz is that they did more, you know, they did more. Then he writes, and you should know that if, let's say, a nation finds out that Hashem decreed that he gives some cases in Navi, Hashem decrees in one place, Nebuchadnezzar is going to come up and attack you. And then he brings another place, Hashem said, Ashur is going to come up and attack you. And and this nation finds out about that. If they do it because they want to do the will of Hashem, that will be a mitzvah. But if they do it because they hate them, then they'll get punished. And that's what happened to these people, Nebuchadnezzar and Ashur. I can't remember both or one. It says they did find out about it. And they did it, and they got punished because they didn't do it because of any mitzvah. They did it because they hated the Yidin, and they got punished. So the question is, so why didn't you say that teretz for Mitzrayim? Right? The style of the Ramban is the answer for Mitzrayim is they did more, they worked them cruelly, much more harder. Then he goes, Vida, and you should know. That if there is a person or a country that hears that Hashem commanded that they're going to come in and attack the Jews, if they would do it for a mitzvah, they would get a mitzvah. But if they would do it for their own things, they're going to get punished. Nu, das ist the beste teretz, right? So what's going on here? So I found three svarim. Yeah.
After
Mount Tyre,
they have to
mamish mechavim
to do it l'shem
Shemayim,
because the pashas are doing it for
sinim. But the mitzvim were pashas doing it l'shem Shemayim. That's pretty.
I mean, Paro
said, who is Hashem that I should listen to his voice, right? It doesn't sound to me like he...
He was the Getch Galen, but the rest of them, they were the Golden.
Okay, but they believed in him, I mean. That's a hard thing to say. So I found three Svarim, all Svarim from people living today. One of them is Rabbi Goldberg, you know, Rabbi David Goldberg.
Yes.
Okay, he and another sefer. One person wrote a sefer on Ramban. It's called Beis Lechem Yehuda. It's from Eretz Yisrael, very well known mechaber. They all said, "Well, that is the Ramban's new teretz." Yes, the Ramban is trying to say, "I have another teretz." Okay, now to me, it doesn't read too well because it doesn't say Odi Shleimar or anything. It doesn't sound it. It says Vida, like as if it's, you know. And then my Rebbe, Rav Yitzchak Sarutzkin, in his Sefer says that he knows that the Tosfos Yomtov for sure didn't read it that way. Because it says in the Tosfos Yomtov in Pirkei Avos, this famous question. He says, why were the Mitzrim punished? Didn't they do Hashem's mitzvah? And he says, the Ramban gave it teretz because they did too much. And I want to give it teretz because they didn't do it l'shem Shammai. So what do you mean, I want to give a teretz? That's the second teretz of the Ramban. So you see, he didn't read it that way either. But the big kash is, nu, salamaisa, what's the teretz? Why didn't the Ramban say the teretz? That's the big kash. If he said it, what, it's the best teretz. The Ramban is in Lech Lecha. Lech Lecha, by the Bris Ben Abbasarim, on the Pasuk Kigeria Zaracha, right there. So I'll just tell you what Rav Gifter says. He has a sefer, you know, here, Hurei Tshuva. On Hilchos Tshuva. So he says this kasha on the Ramban. Why didn't the Ramban use this for his teretz? So he has a very interesting pshat. He says the pshat is because it says in the pasuk V'gam es ha'goy asher ya'avoydu dan aneichi. That the goyim are going to make the Jews work, and then I'm going to punish the goyim. So that means that part of what Hashem said was, is that they won't do it l'shem shemai. Because, according, if you're going to say that what they did wrong is that they did it shalom l'shem shemai, well, that was part of the decree, so to speak. Because Hashem said He's going to punish them, which means that they're going to do it shalom l'shem shemai. So if Hashem said they're going to do it shalom l'shem shemai, and you do it shalom l'shem shemai, then it's weiter a mitzvah. The only time it's not a mitzvah is if Hashem didn't say that extra piece. But here, I mean, it's hard to understand the svara in what He's saying there, because if Hashem is saying it by saying He's going to punish them,
but maybe it's because of the first answer.
Shemayim means that they have to.
You mean because they're going to do more? Because
they're going to be going to do more. Right. Use the Ramban's first answer.
Which is really the Ramban's answer.
Right.
He's saying it must be. That's how the Ramban figured it out. I see. The Ramban figured it out. It must be they're going to do too much, because that makes sense. Then they get really punished. But if the reason they're going to get punished is because they did shalom l'shem shemayim, that wouldn't work, because Hashem.
Shalom l'shem shemayim would have meant that they had to do with the intent of getting punished.
Well, no, I think he's saying that the mitzvah is to do it in a way that you'll get punished. So anything that could bring punishment on you.
Well, I mean, it's part of the gzeri, so they can't accept that for gzeri.
All right, I don't know. So I don't have.
The first answer won't work either.
Yeah, then the first answer
shouldn't
work.
Then that shrugs up the first answer also.
True. It should slug up the first answer too, then, right? Okay, I don't know. I didn't really get to the bottom to understand it fully. I'm just saying over the words.
Around a paradox, yeah.
Yeah, it's like a circle.
Right.
It's a circle. So the question I get, the answer I don't have, clue. It's a good question. Why didn't the Ramban say this teretz? Okay. Now, anyways, getting all the way back to where we're really supposed to be. Back to the Rambam again. So the Rambam argues with the Ramban, right? According to the Ramban, it was like a gzeira, and if you did it, you got a mitzvah. And the Rambam looks at it like no gzeira at all, and it's a bad thing to do, and they got punished for doing the same thing, right? It comes out, according to the Ramban, it was a mitzvah, according to the Rambam, was an aver. Now, a second nafkamina comes out of the same point. Is there free will over here? Is there free will? If you go with the Ramban, that Hashem decreed it, Hashem said, this is what's going to happen, I'm commanding, this is what's going to take place, that's much stronger. That is going to have to happen. Because if Hashem gozar, im Hashem tziva, it's going to happen. But according to the Rambam taka, since Hashem didn't decree it, and Hashem just knows the future, then it's back to there is Bechir. Okay, so that's the second afkamina that will come out between the Ramban and Rambam. Now we're ready to zero in the Pshat in the whole Rambam. Pshat's like this. When the Rambam says his kasha, that he says, how could you punish the Mitzrim? Hare gozar ala Mitzrim lasos ra. Didn't he decree on the Mitzrim to do bad? So notice the Lashon, the Rambam uses the Ramban's Lashon, that it was a decree. In the kasha, in the Rambam's kasha, he did ask it as a decree. Okay, so the pshat is yes. In the Rambam's kasha, erhalt vi the Ramban, that it was a decree. Oh, now the Rambam is saying, so you're stuck. You have no bechir. Oh, now we just find for our whole big problem. We said, what do you mean? You forgot what we just said last parak? I remember it. You're talking about if Hashem knows. But here I'm saying a good kasha, because here I'm asking that Hashem decreed. Choluk adover, it's not the same thing. In Perikei, I said if Hashem knows, but Hashem's knowledge is not interfering with Bechir. But here, fegechanaya kasha, but Hashem was degeizerit as a gzeira. Oh, so the Rambam answered, no, Hashem didn't make a gzeira. He was just he just told them shazar also the shtabit. He was just yediyah. Uchvar amarnu, And we already said last parak that if it's just the yediya, then you don't have to do it. There's bechira. So meaning that's that itself is the hasha mit the teretz. So now it all fits in together, right? It's good. That's why the kasha makes sense. And now you have a teretz. Okay? So that is how, to explain, I would say, according to the, that's what's going on. The Rambam started with Ramban. He ended off with his own thing, not like Ramban, that it's just Yediyah, not a Gezeirah. And that's why at the beginning, you didn't have the parak, and then he's fears ice, now you do. Okay. That is according to the Shitas Lechemishkin. But now I want to bring a big machlekes of Kama Achreinim against him. The Lech Mishnah feels that the Bris Ben Abesarim, since according to the Maskonas HaRambam, was a Yediya, and you had free will. That's his sheet. The Or Sameach here brings him and dingzach with him. He says, the only time you have free will is as long as it's only in Hashem's Yediya. But as soon as Hashem tells Avram Avinu, and he's a human being, that's the end of it. Now that there's the idea of a human being, no more Bechir. So he says, I argue with the Lech Mishnah. The Lech Mishnah holds that the Parakeh, what the Rambam said over there about that you have Bechir, applies to Avram Avinu. No, it doesn't. That's only as long as Hashem didn't megal to a human being. Once he already told Avram, there's no Bechir.
The Baruch Hashem says to a Navi, right, that something's going to happen. So if it's the Tov, it can't be changed. If it's the Ra, it can be changed. Right?
Yeah, the Rambam says so that.
Same thing.
Oh, you're saying that it could be changed because it's the Ra.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. That, I hear that as a terrorist, but he's still pointing out that what the Lech Mishnah said is Shver. In other words, the Lech Mishnah wants to use the klal that Hashem's Yediyah doesn't interfere. That, you know, you could say maybe your teretz, but as far as using the klal of the Rebbein Shem's Yediyah, that's when it's only Rebbein Shem's Yediyah. As soon as it comes to Avraham Avinu, it's already, you can't say that. Okay, now before we get any further, and what will the Lech Mishnah say? What will the Lech Mishnah say? You know, the Lech Mishnah will say that the fact that Hashem says it, yes, still does apply, because Hashem is just saying that according to my idea, this is what's going to happen, and I'm not trying to submit it to Avram's idea. You know, it's only my idea, and my idea doesn't interfere. And in truth, Avram Avinu cannot claim that in his idea, it's a fact that the Mitzrayim are going to do it, because it's just Hashem's idea still.
But he wasn't told it was Mitzrayim anyway. He just said it's going to be an Am.
True. Okay, well, that's the Rambam himself answered that part of it. But I'm even talking about the Etzim Machloikas going on over here. Is it like you have, like, they're arguing. The Lech Mishnah and the Or Sameach are arguing. If Hashem has Yediya, it doesn't interfere with Bechira. What if Hashem said it to a human being? So Or Sameach has an argument with the Lech Mishnah on this. Lech Mishnah says it's the same thing. Still have Bechir. Or Sameach says, well, no, once you told it to a person, there's no more Bechir. Because now a person knows. And what will the Lech Mishnah say back? No, I hold that you still do have Bechir. Because it's whatever the idea of Hashem is, that's all that he's saying to Avraham Avinu, and he's not changing it at all by the fact that he's giving it over to Avraham Avinu. Okay? Now, really, the Bris Gerov is already Medayik from a Pusik, and he wants to go with the Lech Mishnah. He says, it says in this week's parsha that when Hashem is talking to Moshe Rabbeinu, Hashem says, Va'ani Yodati, Ki lo yiten aschem melech Mitzrayim la'alech. Why the extra word Va'ani? Why don't you say V'yodati? Zok the Bris Gerov, that the Rebbeinu Shel Olam is telling Moshe Rabbeinu, don't think that Paro is not going to have Bechira because I'm telling you this. Because Va'ani Yodati, Ani V'lo Ata. I know it and you don't really know it. Because even though I'm saying it to you, but it's my type of Yediyah. And it's not becoming your type of Yediyah. And Mimela, he still has the Bechir. Okay, that's what the Bris Gerov in Al Torah says that. So that's like the Lech Mishnah. But the Arsameach says, no, once a person heard it, it's already a yediyah, it can't be changed. And I want to bring a right to the Arsameach, because this is something which I haven't seen too many people be oimid on it. It's very interesting. The Rambam has, after he talks about there's always Bechira, but he says you could lose it if you do enough Averis. You could lose your Bechira. And where do you find that? He gives a whole list of people who lost their Bechira, starting with Pare.
Then who else?
And then he has, there's a Pasuk Sichain. In Devarim, it says, Kihiksha Hashem Elekechas Ruchai. Then he says, it happened to the Jews. In Yirmiyah, it says, Hashmin Lev Ha'om Hazeh Ve'enav Hachmein. They lost it. And I forgot who else. He doesn't bring that one. But I think he might have more than that. He has a few of them. And he said, of course, once Hashem hardens the person's heart, then anything he does, he's not liable. But he just has a backup account, since till then. And now that he's hard in heart, he won't do tshuva, and he can't get rid of all what he owes until then. So the Rambam says like this. The Rambam asks Akasha. So he says, so what exactly did Paro do so bad to lose his Bechir? So what would anybody say?
Overworked the Yidden.
Okay. And the first five. Exactly. The first five, he had a choice, and he kept on not doing it. And he kept on saying, he will do it, and he didn't do it, right? But in the Rambam, in here, and also in Shemayna Parkim, he says, what he did wrong was, Hava Nischak Maloy. He overworked them in the Pasuk, Hava Nischak Maloy. And this bothered me very much. Because that obviously wasn't enough. Because he didn't harden his heart yet for the first five makas, even though he already had said, Hav Nischak Maloy. I would have expected the Rambam to say, and he didn't listen for five makas. So I believe this is a right to the Sameach. That what the pshat is, once Hashem talked to Moshe Rabbeinu in the sneh, Paro was locked in. He was locked in. Because Hashem told a human being already. And Hashem said, I'm going to harden his heart, and I'm going to make makos, and all that. It was too late, it was over. Paro couldn't get out of the first five either. Now you're going to say, what do you mean? It's not true. The first five, Hashem didn't harden his heart. That all that means is, Hashem didn't need to bother hardening his heart for the first five, because he did it voluntarily, hardened his heart. So Mele, he didn't even need to get involved. But then when it's getting too tough, by the sixth one, he had to put in a little hardener, to keep him going for the next five.
You can do it.
He helped him out. Exactly. But he was really stuck already. Because as soon as Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu the plan, it was already over. Memela, the Rambam says the thing that made it all happen was what he did before the snap. That's what Fianis Daiti, it's a nice ride to the Ursameach. That was only what he did until the snap. And I also wanted to say that with this you could understand something in the Gra. The Gra says that when, the famous Mishnah, that the Mishpat of the Mitzrim was 12 months long. It was 12 months, the Makris. So the Gra says, doesn't seem that way from Rashi, because Rashi says that every makkah was 3 months of warning.
3 weeks.
Weeks of warning. And the fourth week it happened. So if you add all that up, that should be for 9 makkahs, 36 weeks. And then makkahs b'chayrus was the next day. Because right then after the makkah, he told him, so 36 weeks is how much? Around 9 months. So where's 12 months? So the Gra says, the makkahs started with Hashem talking to Moshe Rabbeinu at the snack. And there was a 3 month lapse from when Hashem talked to Moshe in the Sneh until the first Makkah started. So Memela, it was 3 months and 9 months. So that's what the Gra says there in Seder Olam, in Hagoyis HaGra in Seder Olam. So the Shaila is, so but why exactly do you say the Makkah started with the Sneh? So I guess you could say because Hashem predicted it already, Hashem talked about it or something. But Azoi, Lefi this Rambam, I could hear very good because the pshat was, it was locked in. As soon as Hashem said it in the snare, his heart was, he had no choice. So it's like, that's a makkah. That itself is a makkah. You can't, you're stuck. Okay.
One kasha, if it was locked in already all the way through, what's the purpose of the asura to parry, the warnings to parry?
Well, okay, that anyways, it says in the pasuk that Hashem said, because I want to laugh at him, right? Like the Rambam says, that the main point of the whole thing was that people should know that Hashem controls everything, and if he wants, he can control what you want, decide also. He wanted people to know that. That you can't do anything that Hashem doesn't want you to do, including decisions.
Yep, so the warning is to serve to be out of that side.
So the person
The Hashem wanted people to know that. Right, yeah. So, okay. Now that's the sheet, their sheet. The kasha is, I hear the lamdis and everything and the rayas and all that, but Saif Kol Saif, what do you do with the last two lines over here in the Rambam? The Rambam wrote, at the end, he wrote it, Uchvor Amarnu, She'ein Koyach Ba'orim Leida, Heach Yeda HaKadosh Baruch Hu Dvorim Shasid in Liyos, which is where the Lech Mishnah got his whole thing from, that even when Hashem told Avram, the Rambam still wrote at the end of that it's not a steer to Bechir. So how do you get around that? How could the Sameach say how could he argue with the Lech Mishnah when it says in the Rambam, like the Lech Mishnah? Okay, so now, like this. What would be this simple Leichik way out of that? What you would say is like this. You could read it as follows. The Rambam said the Kasha, L'chay Hashem decreed it, so they're locked in. Like the Or Sameach said, it was already told to Avram, so you're stuck. So then the Rambam answers, yeah, but Hashem didn't say which mitzri, so everybody is open. Then it's as if the Rambam is saying, I and Nukash Avim Toimar, but Hashem knew which mitzri, so why isn't that a problem? So the answer on that is, but I already told you that what Hashem knows is not a problem in Bechir. Right? So then that's how the Meshech Chachma or Sameach could read the whole thing. Right? The first thing was Akasha on what Hashem told Avram. And then he says, that's not Shver because he didn't say which mitzri, so everyone's free. The second last two lines of the Rambam is saying, Anach Akasha, Vim Toimar, but Hashem in his knowledge knew which mitzri. So what's with that problem? And for the Rambam, Kvar Amarnu, that problem is already Mushal. The reason why I call it a Doichik Pshat is because he didn't write the Vim Taimar, right? I have to stick in a Taimar. And also, it really is Kafal Dvar. I mean, of course. I mean, what, you're writing the same thing again then? Because that Kasha is Taka no Kasha, because we already said the Teret. So you're saying Nacham Ol Dikasha. I mean, it sounds a little bit shver. Okay, so here I want to say a real tief fizach. I want to say something which is like this. I want to claim that pashtus, when you see the machlokes between Lech Mishnah and the Or Sameach, they're mamish arguing min hakatzah lakatzah. That the Lech Mishnah says the fact that a human being knows is of no consequence. It's still just Hashem's yediyah, and it's still bechira. And Or Sameach is saying all the opposite. No, it's a human being's knowledge, and mimeil, there's no bechira. Ulai yesh loymar, that they're close. They're closer together. Really, even according to Or Sameach, it just remains Hashem's yediyah. So you're going to say, then you do have bechira, right? Then what's pshat? What he's saying? So I want to say the pshat's like this. In reality, there's Bechir. But if Hashem will tell me a certain knowledge, like let's say Hashem will say, you're going to drink this at 12 o'clock, whatever. One of the things here, that so-and-so will do Avodah Zarah tomorrow. This mitzri will be Mishtabed in Ploni tomorrow. So we're going to say, okay. But really, there's still Bechir. Right? Even though I'm told that this will happen, there's still Bechir. So now I'm going to ask the guy, okay, so is it going to happen or is it not going to happen? The guy's like, well, Hashem told me it's going to happen. Yado ateida. I sure do know it. Okay, so is it for sure going to happen? Or he has Bechir? Well, he has Bechir. You say, so is it or isn't it? Say, I don't know. It doesn't make sense to me. But the Ram already said that a person can't fathom that. Okay, but Lamaise, can if the person says, I'm not sure it's going to happen, he's a Kaifer. Because Hashem told him it's going to happen, right? So then, the pshat's like this. It's like, let's say a person was forced to do something, and in reality, beyond his capacity, he wasn't forced. Would he be pturainus? If let's say a person is told by gunpoint, do this, right? And it's clear as day that he's going to get killed if he doesn't do it, right? But somehow, in reality, he wouldn't get killed because some nace would have happened or something, right? Of course, he's still a potter from oinus. Because oinus means that according to my capacity, I was forced. It doesn't make a difference if beyond my capacity, right, I wasn't forced. But forced means that humanly, I had no choice. Memela, what the Or Sameach means is that even if it's true that I have the choice, but humanly I'm stuck because I can't fathom that. As far as my little brain goes, Hashem said I'm going to have to do this. So it's a joke for me not to do it, right? If Hashem says, I know that you're going to do Avodah Zarah at 12 o'clock, right? And then I have to say, yes, yeah, I for sure will do Avodah Zarah at 12 o'clock. But I could say the words, but I have Bechira. But I don't know what I'm talking about, right? So humanly, I'm still forced to do Avodah Zarah at 12 o'clock, even if in reality I'm not. Okay? So that's why I want to say Pshat in the Or Sameach. So Memela, the according to this, I could explain the whole Rambam very nicely. The Pshat in the Rambam is like this. That the Rambam asked the Kasha that once Hashem told Avram, so humanly it's known. So I'm stuck, even if in reality I'm not, but in my head I am. So I have no bechira. So you can't punish me. So the Rambam says a teretz, and for the Rambam, yeah, but that would be true if Hashem said you. But Hashem said some of these mitzvim are going to do it, and memela, even in my human head, I understand that I don't have to do it. So memela, since I know in my head also that I don't have to do it, and in reality for sure I don't have to do it, so I'm free to go. Right? So memela, I'm chayev for doing it. Okay? So memela, now the whole Rambam adds up very nicely. The Rambam is saying that I already said in last perek that you really have free will. So the kasha we had was, this is slugging up the Or Sameach. The Or Sameach said that if Hashem tells a person, then you don't. The pshat is the Or Sameach also agrees that in reality you have the free will. And that's why you're getting punished, because in reality you were totally free to do what you wanted to do. The only thing that we had an issue was, but in my head, there's no way for me to fathom that reality. So the Rambam says, in your head you could also, because you know in your own head that it could be my friend and not me. So memela, then you hadrin leduchta, that everybody really had the free will, and don't slug it up with the fact that in my head I couldn't understand, because in my head I could also do it. So memela, it's the Rambam shtims with the Or Sameach. And with this is miyushav, the taina of the Ravid. Because the Ravid says, I don't hear this. He says, I hope this is kimat nairus, he says. He says, I don't hear the Rambam. The Rambam is saying that even though Hashem said that the nation will do it, but you didn't have to do it. So he says, I don't hear that as a taina. Because if Hashem puts into motion that 90% of this nation is going to do it, and the pshat is, it's going to have to be a 90. And if I won't do it, another guy's going to have to fall in to fill up the 90%, or what, right? That's still called forced. That's kinderspiel to say, oh, but it didn't have to be you, it could have been the other guy. But Lamai said, whoever did it had to do it. That doesn't help anything. That's what the Ravid's tying against the Rambam. But according to how I just explained it, the Rambam is mamish miyusha. Because the Ravid is looking at it that, like, mamish, really 90% of the people lost their bechir. and Mimela, who cares if it's me or you? But in reality, the Rambam is not saying that, because the Rambam feared us by saying that really everyone has Bechira, because I said the last perek that Hashem's Yediyah is not, it doesn't take away your Bechira at all. The only thing that we were discussing was something else. That even though, Lu Yehei, that in truth it's that way, but how am I supposed to deal with that? Because in my little head, I can't fathom that. So the Rambam gave you an Eitzah. For your little head, just realize you don't have to do it. So don't bring me ties from what you're thinking. Then once we get around that obstacle, then we go back to the real truth, that the truth is everyone was free to go. Because really, I already said in the last parak that there's total Bechir. Right, so with that, it's Myusha of the Kasha of the Rife. Okay, now, so we just went through.
If the Rambam holds it's not a, it's a Yiyud and not a Gzeirah.
Right.
So, why won't I get punished for doing it the Begiyud, Lushrin, and Dietzah, Bechedva? I should say, my asset goes around like Hodge Baruch, that someone's going to have to do it. So I have to do an oybe and I have to do tshuva. The why is it me? And
yeah, but you see, the Rambam is saying a different thing. He's saying you can't punish someone if he's forced.
Right,
I don't care if you do it happily, even your attitude is enforced, but you can't punish a guy just for attitude.
No, by stelling to the attitude to what you did.
Okay, well, I don't know if you can do that anymore. You're not understanding the attitude, but you can't punish a guy just for attitude alone.
But that shafts what he did.
Uh-huh. All right, I hear that's what you want to answer, but I don't know if the Rambam agrees with it. Well, the Rambam said because you actually did more.
But
right.
That's kind of the idea.
Yeah.
It was an attitude of something more you did than you didn't need to.
Well, that goes back to the question before, the Shalom Lishma issue.
Right. Right.
That's
really what you're right.
You're really asking the Shalom Lishma. I'm doing it, but...
He's saying the attitude alone is...
Right, that's the Shalom Lishma. Right.
So let's make a sequel of what we did over here. We went through the Rambam. There's a machlokes in how to read this Rambam. If you go to the Lecha Mishnah, then the kash of the Rambam was you were gzeira and you were forced. And the answer is it wasn't a gzeira, so you weren't forced. And that's the whole thing. The Or Sameach makes it a little more complicated because he holds that if a person knows, even Yediyah, but a person knows, is you're forced. So the kasha of the Rambam was, didn't Avram know, so I was forced, even if it was just Yediyah. And the answer was, no, Avram didn't know enough because he just knew some, he didn't know who it would be. And we're finishing up and saying, and since he didn't know who it would be, so in my head, I wasn't forced. And in reality, no one was forced. Because in reality, the fact that somebody knows doesn't make anyone really lost his Bechir. Okay, now I just want to finish up with one nice, good thing. The Ramban, as we said, says his own answer. They worked them too hard. They were too cruel. So the question is, why wouldn't the Rambam like that Terence? Why wouldn't the Rambam go for that Terence? Especially when the Rambam probably has to use that Terence in other episodes in Navi. So why doesn't the Rambam like it? So the Terence is like this. Because the Rambam couldn't use that. Because the Rambam, it holds, the problem the Rambam's dealing with is, that anything that Hashem said to Avram, or decreed, whichever way you learn, you were forced to do. And then, if Hashem said, I'm going to punish them, Hashem said, "V'gamas ha'goy asher yavod don anoichi," then that means that whatever more they do, they were forced to do that too. You'll never get ahead of yourself. The Rambam wouldn't gain anything with that, because you're going to say, for more? Well, then that means Hashem said they're going to do more. So Hashem said you're going to be forced. You're not going to get anywhere. So Mimela, therefore the Rambam couldn't use that avenue. He had to say his own thing because you didn't have to do it. He could have done it. That's a good answer. But to say that the answer is because they did more than, but Hashem predicted that too and it wouldn't help you anything. So you'll say, so how did the Ramban say that? Amoyer dekazach. Look in the Ramban. He has a mamish, you'll see, it's mamish pshat. He says, in the middle of his arichas there, Don anoichi, v'gam esagoy asher yavoidu don anoichi. The word don means I will judge and see what they do. If they won't do more, gesuntate, they did a mitzvah. If they'll do more, I'll punish them. It doesn't mean I will punish. And Mimeil, it just means our judge and see, they might be a mitzvah, they might be aver. So Mimeil, that's a Ramban l'shitasei. That's mamash the pshat in the Ramban. That the pshat is because he couldn't say the regular pshat, that I'll punish them, because then he'll taka get stuck. So he said, it doesn't mean that, it just means I'll see, and taka if they do the right. And now Hashem never said that they'll do it or won't do it. So they did more, the taka got punished. But the Ramban learns that it means a push up pshat, I'll punish them. So he couldn't use that pshat. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah,
because we're drilling the shragging. Okay. Yeah. And then he said there's a Gemara by, what's the name?